Psalm 89, Singing in the Ruins. Psalm 89 may be one of the bravest chapters in Scripture. It begins like a hymn and ends like a complaint, and that is not a flaw in its spirituality. That is its spirituality. After Psalm 88's darkness, Psalm 89 asks an even more frightening question. Not merely, why am I suffering? But has God failed his own word? Ethan the Ezrahite stands in the wreckage of the Davidic kingdom and does something astonishing. He sings God's promises back to God. The psalm is built in three movements: praise, covenant, and protest. First, Ethan celebrates the Lord's hesed and emunah, steadfast love and faithfulness. Those two words are the spine of the psalm. He is not reaching for vague comfort. He is naming God's covenant character. Then he stretches the canvas wide. God rules the sea, crushes Rahab, a poetic name for Egypt and for proud chaos, and makes Tabor and Hermon sing for joy. In the ancient world, kings claimed to tame chaos. Israel said only the Lord does that. Then comes the promise to David. See 2 Samuel 7, 12-16. David's line will endure, his throne will stand, his son will call God father. That last part is easy to miss. In surrounding nations, kings used Son of God language as royal propaganda. In Israel, it is not propaganda, but adoption by grace. The king is not divine, he is dependent. Even royalty must receive sonship as a gift. And then the psalm turns with two devastating words. But now. But now you have cast off. But now the crown is in the dust. But now the walls are broken. This is covenant faith under archaeological conditions. The ruins of Judah, the ash layers of invasion, the broken defences excavated by historians, these are the world of Psalm 89. Ethan is not having a private religious mood. He is looking at public collapse and refusing to choose between honesty and faith. One small phrase shines here. Blessed are the people who know the festal shout. The Hebrew word suggests the trumpet blast of worship and kingship. These are people trained to acclaim God even when they do not yet see the outcome. They know how to praise without pretending. Augustine and later Christian interpreters saw the deepest answer in Christ. The Davidic covenant did not fail. It passed through a deeper darkness than Ethan could yet see. Jesus, the true son of David, also wore a crown brought down to the dust, first as thorns. Psalm 89 finds its hidden centre at the cross, where the anointed seems rejected, and its answer at the resurrection, where God proves that his covenant faithfulness can survive even death. Luke 1:32-33, Acts 13:34, Revelation 1:5. So this psalm teaches us a severe kind of hope. Faith may tell God that circumstances look like contradiction. Mature trust does not deny the rubble. It prays from inside it. Suggested cross-references, 2 Samuel 7:12-16, Psalm 132:11-18, Isaiah 55:3-4, Luke 1:32-33, Acts 13:32-39. Hymn suggestion, the king shall come when morning dawns. Prayer. Lord, when your promises seem buried under the dust of events, keep me from easy answers and from unbelief alike. Teach me to sing your faithfulness in the ruins, and to see in Christ the covenant you have never abandoned. Amen.